Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, best of kings, when Lord Shiva had fully discharged Simen, he could see how he himself had been victimized by the illusion created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus he restrained himself from any further maya. Purport. Once one is agitated by lusty desires upon seeing a woman, those desires increases more and more. But when semen is discharged in the act of sex, the lusty desire diminishes. The same principles acted upon Lord Shiva. He was allured by the beautiful woman Mohini Murti. But when his semen had been fully discharged, he came to his senses and realized how he had been victimized as soon as he saw the women in the forest. If one is trained to protect his semen by observing celibacy, naturally he is not attracted by the beauty of a woman. If one can remain a brahmachari, he saves himself so much trouble in material existence. Material existence means enjoying the pleasure of sexual intercourse. Yanmaitunadi grihamedi sukhamitucham. If one is educated about sex life and is trained to protect his semen, he is saved from the danger of material existence. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshadun Militam Yena Tasme Sri Gurve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadate Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gura Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gauran Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Shagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamcha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristhaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin iti namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatadesha Tarane Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostuti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarorvyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I am seeking blessing of all the senior devotees present here. Many of you are most senior than me. I have first time come to England here at London, Bhaktivedanta Manor. Just came to see the Janmashtami festival. So I am very happy and very grateful to be here amongst all the great Vaishnava devotees. I was just thinking that the word manner also means etiquette. So here is Bhakti Vedanta manner. Like we have Bhakti Vedanta purport. So like Prabhupada's mood is visible here in this temple. So Bhakti Vedanta manner. So I really see that, because I think outside India, as far as my understanding, this temple has so many Prabhupada disciples around, other than any other temple. So I'm very happy to see here, mostly impressed by the volunteer services rendered during Janmashtami festival. So I seek blessing from all the senior devotees to speak in front of them about Bhagavatam. Like Prabhupada is our grandfather, grand spiritual master, Param Guru. So when you see that you are Prabhupada disciple, many of you. So if you see that grandchildren are taking up the spiritual life, that is only the more glory of Srila Prabhupada, that his mercy is reaching towards next and next generations. So you will be more happy to see that new devotees are taking up these services. So I take in that way as the service offered to all of you. Thank you. Let's go into the subject matter of Bhagavatam. My English may not be, my accent may be Indian accent. You may not understand. So please forgive me. Slowly. Okay. Because Indian accent. Alright. So this verse, this section of Bhagavatam, here Mohini Murthy, pastime, we see that in churning of the ocean, there was, in very beginning, the halahal poison came out, and Lord Shiva drank that poison, and he kept it in his throat. So his glories was spread, that how he was very powerful. Even Lord Vishnu had to approach Lord Shiva as a pastime, matter of pastime. Approach Lord Shiva, please help us. So Lord Shiva drank the poison. And after many things happened, finally the nectar came. And the demons taken away the nectar. Demigods were again in moroseness, depressed. Then Lord Vishnu said, please be patient. I will take care of that. Then Lord Vishnu appeared in the form of Mohini Murthy, a beautiful woman incarnation, and he allured all the demons, and demon surrendered to Mohini Murthy, that okay, whatever you do, we'll accept. Mohini Murthy gave the nectar to demigods, and there was big fighting amongst demigods and demons finally. So the demigods again, they were replaced in their throne, and they started ruling over the universe. After this pastime, when Lord Shiva heard that Lord Vishnu has taken the Mohini Murthy form, so he was curious, and he wanted to know that how Lord Vishnu bewildered the demons, what was that form like. So he went with all his entourage, his wife, all ghosts, all the followers. He went to see Lord Vishnu, and he requested, my Lord, I heard that you had taken beautiful woman form. I want to see that form. Kindly show me that form. And then Lord Vishnu smiled. So all right, if you want to see, I can show you, no problem. Then Lord Vishnu taken the form of beautiful women. As soon as Lord Shiva saw her, he was really allured and attracted by that woman, and he became mad running after that woman. And his wife Parvati standing next to him, his all associates are next to him, they are warning him. Still he became shameless and ran after that woman. Finally his semen discharged, and then he came to his own senses. He realized that how Lord Vishnu, Maya, has bewildered me. I have been defeated. He realized immediately. So Prabhupada makes point here. The one semen is discharged, then a person comes to sense, and he, for time being, he becomes like desire goes away, enjoying desire. So Lord Shiva had also same experience. His desire went away, then he came to his sense. And later on, Prabhupada making point in the purport that if one is trained to protect his semen by observing celibacy, naturally is not attracted by the beauty of a woman, then one can remain a brahmachari and save him from much trouble of material existence. So Lord Shiva's defeat in this pastime, Lord Shiva, after this incident, he was not depressed. He was not morose. He was not feeling defeated. He was actually happy after this pastime. He felt that Lord Vishnu have used me to set example. He realized that immediately. So defeat from Lord Vishnu was great joy for him, because Vishnu is his master and is the supreme lord. So he knows everything in and out of everybody. So being defeated in front of him was not at all for him any kind of becoming little. So he was very happy to be defeated by Lord Vishnu in this pastime, and that established that Lord Vishnu is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the controller of Maya Devi. That was established, and Lord Shiva was very pleased to be used himself in this pastime to establish that truth. So he was very happy. He took it in that way. So Lord Shiva is a greatest devotee of Lord Vishnu, and he is a pure devotee, greatest Vaishnava, pure devotee of Lord Vishnu. He is always, he makes point, if you see in Bhagavatam, many places Lord Shiva speaks glory of Lord Vishnu, and he mentions in some of the pastime we see in Prachita, in different places, he mentioned that I am also overcome by Maya, but Lord Vishnu never. He is in charge of Maya Devi. So that particular point is very clearly established in this pastime. So those who are the follower of Lord Shiva, those who are devotee of Lord Shiva, they may take lesson from this pastime, that how Lord Vishnu is actually Supreme Lord, and he is a master of everybody. Lord Shiva is also a devotee of Lord Vishnu. So Lord Shiva is very honest. He always want to demonstrate, or he always want to explain this to his follower, that I am not the supreme. Lord Vishnu is the supreme person of Godhead. He very honest and very clear about it. We see in Bhagavatam many places he expresses this particular point. So that's why this pastime apparently is defeat of Lord Shiva, but he is not at all feeling defeated, because Lord Vishnu is master. Next point we see here in the purport, Prabhupada saying, Yan methunadi griha medhi sukham ituccham. Prabhupada makes a point that even Lord Shiva could be overcome by Maya, the material potency. What to speak of ordinary living at it like us, who we are in front of Lord Shiva. So it is really difficult. Devi esha gunamai mama maya duratya. It's really difficult to overcome Maya. Even Lord Shiva is not able to overcome. So what to speak of? That means, then mame vaya prapadyante maya metam tarantite. One who surrenders unto me can easily overcome this Maya. So, only by surrendering to Krishna, only by the mercy of Krishna, one can overcome this Maya. There is no other way. There is no other way. So, we may have difficulties in spiritual life. We may struggling in controlling our senses and mind. But that is not actually a problem. I was thinking on this subject. That is not actual problem. Actual problem is not that we are not able to control senses and mind. Actual problem is that we have to be able to think of Krishna. We are not able to think of Krishna. So, thinking of Krishna is our swarup, our identity, that serving Krishna. And not serving Maya is not actually our identity. That is a negative side of understanding. So there is two sides. Smartava satatam Vishnu, vismartava najato chet. The do's and don'ts. So all the do's are to remember Krishna. All the don'ts are to not forgetting Krishna. So the problem which we have in controlling our mind and senses are not actually the problem. Our material life begins the time when we forget Krishna. As soon as we are with Krishna, we are serving Krishna, remembering Krishna. The moment we forget Krishna's existence, Krishna's presence, that time Mayadevi appears. And she offers us, okay, would you like to come to this world? Would you like to be Krishna? Would you like to enjoy? Please come. So, first thing we forget Krishna, and then next comes Maya. So, again, to rectify, if you remember Krishna, if we serve Krishna, then we'll be free from Maya. So solution is to remember Krishna, surrender to Krishna, think of Krishna. And if we concentrate so much on negativity, then how to overcome Maya, how to overcome control senses, mind, etc. That will not work. That is the process of jnana, yoga and karma. In jnana and yoga, one has to put lot of endeavor to control the sense and mind. But bhakti yoga, Krishna is very merciful towards his devotees. For Krishna is not at all difficult to remove the maya from our hearts. It's his own potency. He can do anything. From most abominable condition, we can come to the highest level of understanding. It is possible. By mercy of Krishna, Krishna can do that. So our duty is to remember Krishna and surrender Krishna and serve Krishna, not forgetting him. That is our part. Then Krishna will take care of his maya, his illusory energy. So here Prabhupada saying that if one maintains brahmachari life, he is saved from the so many trouble of material existence. The material existence means sex pleasure. sex intercourse, etc. So, obviously, in this material world, everyone is captured by the sense desire of enjoy, sense gratification, that is sex life. But to giving up the sex life, actually in material world, it is the greatest pleasure in this material world, that is sex pleasure. And give it up is very, very difficult to give that pleasure up. It's really difficult to give up that desire of sex life. So, but if we get higher taste of Krishna consciousness, Vishyavinivartante Rarashadena, if we get higher taste of Krishna consciousness, if we get taste in our chanting Hare Krishna, if we get taste in reading, hearing Bhagavatam, if we get taste in serving Krishna, deity, Radha Gokulananda, or doing other services for Krishna, if we derive some pleasure from that, then only we can give up the desire to of sex pleasure. Otherwise, it is not possible. So we need to get taste, ruchi, in our devotional service. And regarding controlling the sex pleasure desire, there is one verse quoted in purport. Yanmaithunadi grihamedi sukham hitucham kandu yanena karayori vadukha dukham kandu tivan manashitam vishaheta dhira. So the solution is given in this sloka only. The sex pleasure is like itching. When somebody has itching disease, then he scratches his hands. And in scratching the place where there is itching, you get little pleasure. But what happens? It creates more and more itching sensation and the disease increases. Finally, whole body may become filled with itch. That is one disease. But what is advised? Doctor advised that please don't scratch on the place where you have itching. But the itching sensation is so much inducing, very difficult to restrain, not itching the place where we have itch. So that is called tolerance. Vishaheta dhira. Tolerance. Tolerance means, this is the tolerance. There is impetus to itch, but not to itch, not to scratch. To restrain our hands, that is called tolerance. If we tolerate this type of impetus, then we can actually overcome this desire of sex life. So that's why it is called tolerance. Word is everywhere used, like vacha vegam, manasa, krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udara upastha vegam, etan veganyo vishaheta dhira. Vishaheta means, saheta means tolerance, tolerating. Vishaheta means visheshena, especially tolerating. In here also, the Prahlad Maharaj in this sloka also saying, kandutijam manasijam vishaheta dhira. So dhira, one who can tolerate. In Bhagavad Gita again same word is coming. Saknoti ihevaya shodham praksharira vimokshanat kama krodhod bhavam vegam sa muktasha shukhinara. If one can tolerate the urges of anger and lust till the time of his last breath, then he can become happy. So the desire to sex will come naturally in our body, because our body is made of the material elements. Our body is made of goodness, passion and ignorance, three modes. And naturally, time to time, a circle, it will come, desire. But if we can restrain and tolerate that urge of itching, then by the time Krishna's mercy, we can overcome gradually this material problem. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna said, Chanchalami mana Krishna, very difficult to control the mind. Then Krishna said, Abhyasena tu Kaunteya Vairagyena cha Grihyate. Jai Sri Radha Gokula Anand ki, Sitaram Lakshman Man ki. So Abhyasa and Vairagya, two solutions are given. Abhyasa means practice. Vairagya means detachment. Practice of Krishna consciousness and detachment from material sense gratification. These two solutions are given by Krishna. So we chant Hare Krishna, that is Abhyasa, attending Mangalarti, morning program, reading Bhagavatam, these are called Abhyasa. And Vairagya is four regulative principles, that is Vairagya. So if we do the practice of this Abhyasa and Vairagya, chanting Hare Krishna and four don'ts, then Krishna said, Grihyate, one can control. So this section of Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva is bewildered by Maya Devi. He is giving us instruction by his own example, setting example to teach us that how the Maya Devi is so powerful. We should not take granted that I am a great devotee, nothing will happen to me. I am chanting since so many years, I am following everything, so I can be a little casual, I can be a little reluctant. Anyway, what Maya can do to me? That is other persons. I cannot fall down. So I can very very casually, I can mix with all the women, I can do whatever I like, I can talk to them, I can mix with them, I can do whatever I like, not follow. So that what Lord Shiva is setting here, he's going to tell his wife later on, that see, even I am bewildered by Maya, so what to speak of other. So we should not be taking so granted. That Prabhupada once mentioned that he expresses his disappointment that devotees are not afraid of Maya, should be afraid of Maya and not take things reluctantly, casually. So there are certain guidelines and principles. If you follow those principles and guidelines, then we'll be safe in this our journey of spiritual. If we don't take those things seriously or sincerely, then Krishna will give us slap. He will teach us by giving us slap. Like Lakshman Rekha, the Sita Maharani was sitting there, and Lakshman put one Rekha, a line. So she is supposed to not go out of that line. That was the instruction. The Guru has given us some lines, principles and guidelines, what to do, what not to do. If you follow those guidelines, we'll be safe from the Maya. If we break those principles, guidelines, and without our knowledge, we'll be in Maya. We'll not know ourselves that we have already been entered into trap in the Maya without our knowledge. And many, many great souls, they have been trapped. So what to speak of? So anyway, there is nothing ultimately called fall down, because after all, everybody, we all of us have fallen from spiritual world. Everybody, all of us have fallen down. So the only thing which I beginning said, a real thing is to think of Krishna. Doing bhakti is spiritual life. When stop doing bhakti, that is fall down. That is in essence. Like, as long as we are chanting 16 down Hare Krishna Maha Mantra sincerely, reading Bhagavatam, doing service, we are on right path. Whatever problem we may have, whatever struggle we may have, doesn't matter. If we are doing bhakti, we'll be same. So the point where we stop doing bhakti, that is a fall down. So point where we stop chanting, that is a fall down. So never mind. Krishna is so merciful. Prabhupada is so merciful. Whatever condition we may have, Krishna never forgets his devotees. Even little bit somebody has done ever to him, he is one of the quality of Krishna is Kritagya. Kritagya means ever grateful. He will never forget anything any devotee has performed for him. So he is always merciful, grateful to his devotees. But we cannot take advantage of such quality of Krishna. Dhruva Maharaj went to Krishna for material desire, but literally he was regretting. Practically he was crying, what a mistake I have done. Why should I ask material thing from Krishna? He was regretting, he was hating himself. So we may, if we also do not take pure devotion service which Prabhupada offering to us, then later on we may regret that what a mess I have done. We got the opportunity, we got the birth of human life, and in that we got pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada in our life has come. Such a wonderful opportunity we have, having pure devotees association, having a human birth while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here in his pastime. And if we do not take advantage and go out of this material world, then we'll be really a fool. We'll really be greatest atmaha, committing suicide, atmaghati. So Lord Shiva, it's jadikrita nipasrishta. Jadikrita means he was victimized as a fool. But still he did not become morose. He was still happy, jadikrita, by Maya. So Maya Devi sometimes plays with us. We actually try to play with Maya, and Maya gives us slip. At that time, we realize we become humble, and we understand our tiny position, and then we surrender to Krishna. So Maya Devi is created for this purpose only. Because we become proud, we try to imitate Krishna. So Maya Devi, like this, he treats us in such a way that we understand our position and we surrender to Krishna. So that is the business of Maya. She is a superintendent of this prison house. So she is for our correction. So all these troubles are there through Maya. These are the lessons. They are just, she is our teacher of this prison house. These are the lessons so we can surrender to Krishna, nothing else. So whatever activities Maya is doing with us, whatever reciprocation we have from Maya, we can understand it's nothing but a lesson, a steps to go towards Supreme Lord, nothing else. So if we take in that positive way, then we can gradually go towards Krishna. Thank you so much. Any question?